Namaste. So I thought we'll read today's message, which we received from the ashram. Actually, I think many of us know how this message system started. On every darshan day, there used to be a special descent. What is meant by a special descent is that ordinarily we go through life, there is the divine presence hidden deep behind. But when the divine takes a human body and he is in the forefront of the human quest, that means the will that is hidden deep behind comes to the forefront. It's a world of difference. He's cutting through all the layers. Always it is ultimately the last shot is by the divine will. But it is always through pressure on the different layers which have come into existence in the course of creation. They are the natural consequence of creation. It's like if, let's take the example of somebody who has made a beautiful house in his mind or a beautiful world in his mind. There are no intermediaries. But if he has to actually realize that world on earth, there will be many hands which have to come, and the whole manifestation is about that. It is not like if God is imagining things, then there is no manifestation at all. But all this has to manifest and express itself. So just like when you have an image in the mind and you have to actually create it on earth, there will be many persons. Somebody you will tell the image, they will make a little sketch or blueprint. Then you will involve a contractor, next level. Contractor has to understand it. Then the contractor will call other people, the masons, the workers, the electrician. And every level, little error can take place. So that finally when the building is created, it's not what the originator, creator wanted. That part is easy to understand. That this building is right now not what creator could have ever wanted. So what does he do? He says, doesn't matter. Let me use this. Why use this? Because it is through this experience that all the parties that are involved, they grow. And they understand little better. So a world that comes into existence goes through its own cycle of, you know, the seasons. Just as we have four seasons, we have four yugas. So it goes through its own cycle of birth, growth, then it reaches its, you know, grand point. We read today, youth of time has passed, when there is the heroism and everything. And then it goes through a decline. And when that happens, that world is demolished. Building is not sustainable. So then a new world comes into existence. But what happens to those who were dwelling there? They don't vanish. They now wait for the new building. So who has inhabited this are the human souls and the various souls and forces and beings, the gods, the titans. They don't get destroyed. It's only the outest framework of the world that gets destroyed. So then they start. Now there is an experience. So it becomes a little closer. Again, because these layers are not changed, so little deviation takes place. And then again the same process goes on. But in this process, sometimes before it can complete its full cycle, there is because of various reasons, it goes into a doomsday mode. You can take two examples, like during the coming of the avatar Parshuram. He comes at the end of Satyug. And that time itself, you see, there are arrogant human beings who just don't care the least about, you know, other people's sensibilities. And he comes to keep things once again in balance, checks and balances. Again, we see with Lord Rama and, of course, Shri Krishna. So sometimes during this phase also, it runs the risk of complete demolition and dissolution. At that point of time, the divine takes a human body. He comes into the forefront, sets things right. And then once again, it continues. So, as the mother says, six cycles have taken place so far. And this is the seventh cycle of creation. And she has assured us, it is there in prophecy also, that this is the seventh cycle, it will not undergo dissolution. Means no pralaya this time. So, if pralaya doesn't have to be, what the divine has to do? There has to be a way and means by which this building without demolition can keep on undergoing the change that is needed for its, to accommodate the new things which are coming. So that means a new material. We can take an example from the human body point of view. So we call diseases and this and that problem. So what is the normal solution? Diseases are coming from outside, solution from outside. But if you go a little behind the surface, then you see there are challenges. Why all these forces are allowed? And what are they challenging? They are challenging the human body, the human being, but most of all the body. Because it falls to the challenge of diseases. So ultimately, what is the master plan behind it? The body must bring out of itself capacities by which it can become spontaneously immune. This is the basic logic behind all these challenges. So that's the first part of it, body becoming spontaneously immune. Now, how does the body itself evolve to that point? So Sri Aurobindo reveals to us that the first thing to change is the consciousness. That changes inside. First thing. And that's what happens with animals also, but it's an unconscious process. When they face with challenges, anguish, and all this is going on inside. So the first thing that begins to change is the consciousness. And then as the consciousness changes, the body becomes inadequate. It's like, you have suddenly upgraded. You started with a two-bedroom flat or a one-bedroom flat or a studio apartment. And suddenly now you're wealthy, you are a big man. So now you need a bigger space because you have, more things to accommodate and more things to do. So something similar happens that inwardly the consciousness goes more and more rich, which is expressed in today's times by this constant will in the youngsters that we want more space. This is a outer indication of the fact that the human consciousness has expanded. It has expanded partly because it has seen the world, even TV, which people often blame, TV and internet, yet it has helped in expansion of consciousness. Because you are suddenly exposed to all kinds of, sitting in a room in a village, you know what's happening in New York. And you know it better than the actual thing. Because you suddenly have a picture of the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco and it looks so wonderful. When you actually go there, so when I went, they said, this is Golden Gate Bridge. I said, this is the one, this doesn't look like. Because the image you see from there is a very different image. So the consciousness is expanding because of, mixing of various types of humanity, because of the exposure, education, and behind all this, the play of the divine. In some, it is expanding consciously. Conscious expansion of consciousness and conscious growth of consciousness is what is yoga. But even if you don't engage in yoga, the world is built today in such a way that you have to grow. You have no choice. If you don't grow, you become redundant. So, as a result, now the body is getting impacted. How does it accommodate this consciousness? So, there is a pressure going on the body from within to change. We don't know this process, but it's happening from within. For instance, there are children nowadays who sleep very late at night and wake up late. Now, they have to accommodate to this. Body has to accommodate to this change. Food habits, timings, everything is gone. It's no more the old rhythm. For the moment, we may find it very confusing and we, based on our yardstick, we may say it is bad because we are used to something. Or we may, seen from another angle, see it differently. But as a result, there is a tremendous pressure on the human body to change. And this change you can actually see happening in various other ways also. For example, you see what was the complaint of mothers in the previous generation or in our generation. The common complaint is the child does not eat well. Common complaint, na? Bachcha theek se khata nahi hai. Ask our parents and grandparents when they were children. Food was a very important thing, main thing. And they could eat very well. They're big eaters. So there is a change which has taken place, but they are far more energetic, far more active. The human mind itself has developed to a point where, you know, okay, we may laugh at it that people are walking on the road and they are doing, you know, WhatsApp on a phone. We may for the moment find it very disconcerting, but look at it. Today's children are very quick multitaskers. What is multitasking? They are walking on the road, carefully avoiding the vehicles and carefully avoiding the people whom they don't want to see. At the same time, they are doing this, thinking. They also have a, you know, Bluetooth. So don't think ki they are listening to something, you know, talk is also going on. And when they want to respond, they will say yes. But they want to respond. All these things are going on simultaneously and they are walking. It's not to say that you should do this. But the fact is human consciousness is advancing at its level which we can't imagine. I mean, we had never imagined that man could go into Mars. Even moon was blasphemy. For one group of religion, moon was, you know, half a moon was on the star, with the stars. For another group of religion, he is seated on the head of Lord Shiva. How can somebody go to moon? I remember these discussions used to take place, not realizing that moon is the spiritual mind of which the earthly moon is a symbol, or the physical moon is a symbol. But anyway, so this, because of all this new knowledge, it has burst beyond its seams. And then you have all these challenges coming from outside, the two great war, the illnesses, all kinds of illnesses. So what is the option left? To evolve or to perish? So one path is we don't want to evolve and we want easy solutions. Easy solution is go to a doctor, take a medicine. So what does the doctor do? Doctor multiplies, hospitals multiply, diseases multiply. And what goes down is your natural immunity. So this is one path that mankind can take. Though you will live a little longer. So look at the illusion that is created. But the other path is that one takes the challenge of life. Earlier when there were very little solutions, one could take the challenge. But even this sometimes helps, because when you take all these chemicals, which are not always, I mean, they are a kind of poison in one way, the body has to again adapt. These are another kind of challenges which our solutions have created. You know, motor car, wonderful. It can take you from one place to another much faster. It's a solution, yes, but it's a problem also. So every solution created by the mind is adding up the problem. As a result, the body is being impacted. And the Mother and Shurbindu's solution is that it is happening because the time has come for the human body itself to evolve beyond the animal humanity to a divine superhumanity of tomorrow. And this evolution will be in two steps. I mean, many steps, but two main steps. One is the evolution of consciousness. And the second is, because this consciousness involves, it will keep putting pressure on the body. And slowly, slowly, it will start changing. We may not notice some of the changes. Like earlier, people said that the brain cells, you know, disintegrate after a point. Now they say they don't. So many changes are taking place within the body. For instance, the height is becoming greater for both boys and girls. Many, many such things are going on, which we, you know, is a big subject. For instance, there was a problem of population. So when Mother was asked about population problems, she said, nature will eventually find its way. And then she laughs and says that, you know, there is a growing number of impotence which is going to come up. Nature is going to create it like that. So ultimately, because of this pressure and the need to accommodate, the body is undergoing a change till one day, out of the caterpillar, there comes out the butterfly. This is the solution given by Shurbindo. It is permanent, radical, and it's no more like, okay, I take this medicine, that vaccine, and tomorrow again, I'll be, you know, hit by another challenge. So keep on somehow delaying the inevitable. The inevitable is evolution and conscious evolution. So this is this now problem before us. One is we take the road of ascension, growth of consciousness, spiritualization, followed eventually at some point by a transmutation of the body itself, emergence of new powers, new faculties. And actually they exist. Even in yoga one can experience, for instance, you can suddenly experience your body as extremely light. I don't know if people have experienced it or not. Suddenly extremely light. You can equally feel it very heavy. Isn't it? So, these are the lagima, garima. Sometimes the body can become so sensitive that even if a little grass comes and sits on it, you will feel it so concretely. I remember once, long, long back, sitting in meditation, and suddenly I felt there is something very tangible, palpable on my right side of the thigh. And I said, what is it? So, but I continued. But I could all the time sense it. So when I came out of that state, I saw it was nothing but a small little leaf. But you can become so conscious. Sri Ramakrishna was so conscious that if you could put number of mattresses and below put a little coin of money, he could sense it. It would be so uncomfortable. So the body is becoming more and more subtle. The more subtle the body becomes, the more it will be possible to heal it by subtle means. Right now people say it doesn't work in everybody. Yes, it doesn't work in everybody because the body is so crude, so gross. So as we evolve, we'll reach this point, which is known as the spiritualization, and eventually at some point, the transmutation. This is the wonderful thing that Sri Aurobindo, not just a message, but the great hope of the future. I thought it's a day worth remembering that, because otherwise we speak about, you know, Sri Aurobindo's thought, Vedantic thought, this thought, that thought, but we miss the real essence. The real thing which Sri Aurobindo brings is that eventually man will be surpassed. Man is a creation of yesterday, as the mother puts it. Superman is the future. And if we look towards the future, move towards it, then there is always hope. And there are people who are marching towards that. So as the mother said, Sri Aurobindo is the future, marching towards its own realization. All that he said, all that he realized in his own being, body, is what is going to happen with humanity, but over a period of time. So let's move into that zone, into this beautiful, luminous road that Sri Aurobindo and the mother have opened for us. The road towards a new creation. Namaste.